This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Two Middle Eastern television stations today broadcast what they said was a new audio tape by ousted Iraqi President Saddam Hussein, in which he urges resistance to U.S.-led forces. There's been no independent confirmation that the voice is that of Saddam Hussein. The wording was similar to a tape that was broadcast July 4th. U.S. officials say the perception that Saddam Hussein is alive and plotting a return to power may be aggravating the trouble in Iraq. NPR's Tom Jeltam reports.
U.S. officials have been generally careful not to suggest Saddam Hussein was killed at some point in the Iraq War, and Iraqis never concluded Saddam and his sons were gone for good, says Iraqi-American Emma Dia, now directing the country's Reconstruction and Development Council.
We said from the beginning we don't know if he was dead or not. The perception of Iraqis, he is not dead, and his sons are not dead.
Last week, President Bush declared flatly that Saddam Hussein, quote, is no longer a threat to the United States, unquote. But the very next day, the State Department announced a $25 million reward for information leading to Saddam's capture. And Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, with his characteristic understatement, has said the notion that Saddam is alive and might yet return is an unhelpful thought. Yesterday, the CIA said it has tentatively concluded that the voice on an audio tape broadcast last week on an Arab television network is probably that of Saddam himself. In the recording, the person claiming to be Saddam takes responsibility for attacks on U.S. forces and encourages Iraqis to join the resistance. At the Pentagon yesterday, Emadia said the Saddam broadcast could make things more difficult in Iraq, and he was quickly backed up on that point by Pentagon spokesman Larry DeRita.
It will inflict more fear in some of Iraqi people's hearts and minds.
But the fact is, and we recognize this, it would be much better to be able to prove that Saddam Hussein is captured or dead. There's no question, and this tape doesn't change that.
For the Bush administration, the renewed fear in Iraq of a Saddam comeback may further diminish the celebration of a military victory. And if Iraqis are not upset enough by the thought of Saddam's return, they face continuing problems with water and electrical services. The British Director of Regional Services for the Occupation Authority said yesterday that sabotage against Iraq's power system is an increasing problem. And Major General Carl Strock, the authority's Deputy Operations Director, said that Baghdad residents actually have 30% less water and 20% less electricity than they had before the war. In part, Strzok said it's because reconstruction priority is being given to areas that under Saddam got proportionally less electricity than Baghdad got.
What you're seeing here is the people of Baghdad are receiving less than they did before, but about 80% of the population is receiving more.
Strzok's statement undermined a claim made about 2 months ago by Donald Rumsfeld. On May 9th, Rumsfeld said he had a map showing progress in restoring water and electricity in the largest cities across Iraq. On that map, Rumsfeld said cities that were worse off than they had been before the war had been marked in red.
And now we are able to observe and have some sense in every portion of those 27 cities, every portion of the country. The reds have disappeared as of this morning.
In other words, as of May 9th, there was, according to Rumsfeld, no major Iraqi city, including Baghdad, where the utility situation was worse than it had been before the war. But General Strzok said yesterday power supplies in Baghdad have so far reached only about 3,200 megawatts compared to 4,000 before the war. Pentagon spokesman Larry DeRita says Secretary Rumsfeld was speaking in general terms.
I don't think he had any of the specific knowledge of whether Baghdad is at 6,000 megawatts, and I'm not going to get into that because I don't know. But the fact is that across the country, if you look at the country sort of as a whole, some places are doing better, some places aren't doing as well, and the goal is to get up to some pre-war baseline that we can all think is moving forward, and then start deciding on what kind of investments need to be made to improve what was essentially, throughout the country, a very poor infrastructure.
The U.S. and British officials speaking on behalf of the reconstruction effort in Iraq did insist that most Iraqis blame their continuing troubles on the remnants of the Saddam Hussein regime, not on the U.S. and British forces now administering the country. Tom Jeltam, NPR News, Washington.